You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Brisk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. I think we should get right to this, Mark, because when you look out during this week, it looks a little familiar, kind of like 4 weeks ago, and that's probably not such a good thing.
Yeah, kind of have a little bit of everything here this week, Todd. Obviously, right now, the week starting off just, you know, fantastic with unseasonably warm temperatures, dry conditions across much of the Midwest, and kind of a classic warm spring day. That's going to end here later in the week with what looks to be another major winter storm system. In fact, another bomb cyclone is going to be rapidly intensifying Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week across the nation's midsection. And that's going to produce just a large area of many different weather parameters here. Spring blizzard conditions up across the northern areas of the Corn Belt, a large area of severe weather outbreak here in the southern areas. A very strong wind field here with wind gusts in excess of 55, even 60 miles per hour from the plains all the way here into the Midwest. And then more widespread moderate to heavy rainfall again in portions of the Corn Belt. So, and probably the biggest item is the snow. There's going to be 6 to 15, even areas picking up over 15 inches of snow in South Dakota, Nebraska, southern Minnesota, Wisconsin here coming up, even maybe far northern Iowa. That looks to be the main zone of heavier snow totals coming up this week. And again, that's hitting in the areas that have already been hard hit, whether it's snow this winter or whether that's flooding. And that's going to continue to, well, that will be worsening the situation here coming up.
How bad for the folks along the Missouri River?
Well, we're seeing flooding right now. And with the snow coming up, the snow that will be impacting the Red River, that will be in South Dakota, it would be actually a worse situation if the snow band was further north across North Dakota. So most of the rain, or most of the melted snow, I should say, coming up, that will either go into the Missouri River Basin or into the Mississippi River Basin. But some of it will go into the Red River, but it would be, a worse situation if that snow was further north.
What do you see further out?
We see a continuation of stormy conditions here, Todd, with additional systems coming through, not to the levels of this week's storm, but another system. Actually, this weekend is going to take a more southerly track. And then the middle to end of next week, some additional waves of low pressure. There's just simply no sign of any extended breaks in this series of systems coming through. And so, again, it continues to be difficult from a fieldwork preparation and planning standpoint as we go through April.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time with me for the day.
Yeah, you're welcome, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You can hear his forecast anytime you'd like on our website. Look for willag.org online and then click on weather. That's over on the right-hand side of the page, probably if you're using a desktop, but maybe at the bottom of the page on a phone or a tablet.